ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत्। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तमश्लोकैर् भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। ग्रंथराज श्रीमद्भागवतम की जय। श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। सो विल बी रीडिंग श्रीमद्भागवतम कैंटो 10 चैप्टर नंबर 2 टेक्स्ट नंबर 28 प्रेयर्स बाय द डेमीगॉड्स। डेमीगॉड्स आर प्रेइंग टू द लॉर्ड। दिस इज जस्ट सेकंड चैप्टर। 10th canto is samambonam of whole Srimad Bhagavatam, but they are praying to the child in the womb. Krishna is in the womb and demigods are praying. So many demigods, they appear in the prison house where Lord Krishna was in Mathura. In the prison house, so they are appearing, although they were not seen, but highly effulgent. Devaki was very highly effulgent. So this is the description of that they are praying to the Lord. And that is always our duty to pray to the Lord. So that way we understand the Lord and we come closer to Him, and our all the anarthas in the heart, they go away. So you could repeat after me. Tvameka evasya satah prasuti satah pratus tvam sannidhanam tvam anugrahasya tvam mayaya samvrata chetasastvam पश्यन्ति नानान विपश्चितो ये। ट्रांसलेशन एंड परपर्ट बाय डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की जाय। द इफिशियंट कॉज ऑफ दिस मटेरियल वर्ल्ड मैनिफेस्टेड विथ इट्स मेनी वेराइटीज एज द ओरिजिनल ट्री इज यू द इफिशियंट कॉज। सो आई विल गो विथ अलॉन्ग विथ ऑल द वर्ड्स what is the efficient cause. So there are many different causes, but efficient cause is the immediate agent. It is very efficient. This thing is very efficient. That means its result is immediate, and it's a production of the effect of the production is good. So that is the efficient. There are material cause, there is formal cause, there is final cause. These are the Aristotle has divided the causes, but one is the efficient cause. So efficient cause of this material world is that is manifested from the original tree. Original tree is you. That is Sukadeva Goswami saying that you are that original cause from whom everything has been emanated. O Lord, you are also the maintainer of this material world, and after inhalation, you are the one in whom everything is conserved. Those who are covered by your external energy cannot see you beyond this manifestation, but there is not the vision of learned devotees. So learned devotees know that after even annihilation, after annihilation, still the jiva or whole creation, they remain in the body of the Supreme Lord. So one may ask the question, why the Supreme Lord expands in this way? What is the reason? Eko vai bahushyam. Krishna, from one, he becomes many, because one alone cannot enjoy. Why can, although Krishna is Atmaram, he could enjoy, but naturally that is the tendency, like all the jivas, they want to be in a society, they want to be with the friends, they want to be some loving relationship. So Krishna also expands, because he has also that Anando Maya Dhyasal. He wants to be in bliss, and how he could be in bliss alone? By exchanging the bliss with others. So he wants to love us and to be loved. That is his nature, and that's why we also have nature that yes, after Brahmacharya Ashram, the man wants to get married, have children, and having a relationship. But it may not be as good as it is in the spiritual kingdom. So our real place from whom everything is emanated is Krishna. You know, where who is maintaining everything, that is Krishna. One who is after that everybody is resting, that is in Krishna. So that has been given. So that is the main theme, that people with vipassita. Vipassita means one learned scholars are devotees. So only na vipassita, one who are not the devotees of the Lord, cannot understand these facts about the Lord. They would not know that Lord is samam bonam, he is all in all. They would not know. So Srila Prabhupada is writing beautiful purport. Various demigods, beginning from Brahma, Lord Shiva, and even Vishnu, are supposed to be the creator, maintainer, and annihilator of this material world. But actually, they are not. Means it is not Lord Brahma who is creating, or it is not Vishnu who is maintaining, or it is not even the Vishnu, he is not maintaining. Vishnu is also produced from someone. So we will talk about that how Vishnu comes. And the annihilation is not done by Lord Shiva. It is by his energy, Krishna's energy. Parashya Shaktir Vividhaiva Shruyate. That Krishna has many, many multifarious energies. Svabhavaki Jnana Balak Kriyaja. He has Samvit Shakti, Sandini Shakti, Ladini Shakti. And so various Shaktis, means these are the main, but various energies, they act on his behalf and they do everything. It is his Ichha Shakti. By his thinking, everything happens automatically. It's not that he has to go and work. So these three, so let me just tell you that Krishna, he expands for enjoyment. So he expands from right side as Lord Balram, and from the Vamangi or Vam, that is Srimati Radharani. And everything that comes from these two personalities. So Krishna has nothing to do. He just plays with his parts and parcels. What he expands, he plays with. That is only his function. So Balramji expands into Chaturvyu, and that Chaturvyu is Vasudev, Sankarshan, Pradyumna, and Aniruddha. These four are his Chaturvyu. And this Sankarshan, that is Vasudev and Sankarshan, so Sankarshan expands further. So Sankarshan is in the spiritual world, that is from Sankarshan comes all the Narayan forms, all the Vaikuntha planet, all the paraphernalia for the Vaikuntha, that comes from the first Sankarshan. And second Chaturvyu, so there are two Chaturvyu. First Chaturvyu, that comes from Sankarshan, and this Sankarshan comes from like Lord Krishna himself or Balram. Balram expands on this fourth Chaturvyu, and then another Chaturvyu, second Sankarshan called Mahasankarshan. He expands into Karanodakshaya Vishnu, Garbhodakshaya Vishnu, and Shirodakshaya Vishnu. So these are the three Vishnus, and they become then further they go Anantashesh and others. So second Sankarshan, he comes for material manifestation. He does all the material. Karanodakshaya Vishnu is the cause of, like he annihilates and so many planets are breathing out, and from his hair pores so many jiva comes which were resting in his body after annihilation of the material world, or after the day of Brahma they rest in, or after the life of Brahma they rest into the body of Karanodakshaya Vishnu, or Mahavishnu also he is called. So that, and then Mahavishnu expands further in each universe as Garbhodakshaya Vishnu. And from Garbhodakshaya Vishnu he expands in this material world as Shirodakshaya Vishnu. He lives in Shir Sagar, milk ocean, and he further expands as Paramatma. Paramatma feature is also expansion from Shirodakshaya Vishnu. Paramatma is there in each and every atom, in each with each and body. But you may say that we can, but it is Paramatma who does everything. It is not the soul. Soul is, you may say, just gives the consciousness. But everything, and consciousness also comes from Paramatma. So Paramatma cannot function without this, not Paramatma. Paramatma cannot function without Krishna. But soul cannot function by itself. Soul needs the assistance or really everything that comes from Paramatma. But Paramatma is a feature or part of Lord Krishna. So just one breathing of Mahavishnu, so many universes that come up. And when he annihilates, everything comes back again in him. So Paramatma or this Karanodakshaya Vishnu is the resting place for all the living beings. And the jiva soul, they come from Krishna through Balram and through Sankarshan and through Garbhodakshaya Vishnu. So the maintaining is done by Vishnu. In the material world, we say teen devata. And that way, because there are three demigods, that, and then there are, for various purposes, we start thinking that for everything there is a different demigod. So why not to approach to the demigods for our various needs? But this verse is telling that it is all done by Krishna. So you don't have to go to any particular demigod to pray to anyone. Just pray to Krishna or make your relation with Krishna, and then your life would be perfect. So they are not the creator, maintainer and annihilator, Brahma, Vishnu and Mahesh. Tina Dev, that is, it's very much famous in India. The fact is that everything is the supreme personality of Godhead, manifested in varieties of energy. Ekam eva dvitiyam brahma. Ekam, ekam eva dvitiyam brahma. So, ekam means only one. Na advitiyam, eva advitiyam brahma. There is no advitiyane, there is no dual, there is no double, there is nothing. Dvitiyo nasti. Ekam eva advitiyam. Advitiyam means there is no double, there is no another one other than this Brahma. Brahma means the supreme, the heaviest. So dvitiyo nasti, there is no other one. So only the personality of Godhead, that is Krishna, that is only, so that is, there is no second existence. Those who are truly vipashchit, vipashchit means learned, are those who have reached the platform of understanding and observing the supreme personality of Godhead in any condition of life. Premanjana churita bhakti vilochanena santah sadaiva hradayeshu vilokayanti yamshyama sundara chintya guna swarupam govindam adipurusham tamaham bhajami. Premanjana churita bhakti vilochanena, that we can understand Krishna by anointed, if our eyes are anointed by love of Godhead. Other than that, we cannot understand Krishna. So as long as there is a love, then we can understand Krishna, and we cannot understand otherwise. So, and how we can understand, this is a very nice verse that explains everything, why we came to the material world, how we remain, why we get so much problems in the material world, and how we can get out of these problems, that is all there. So learned devotees accept even conditions of distress, representing the presence of the Supreme Lord. So even unfavorable condition, even distresses, even difficulties, even problems, they are also part of the Lord. You cannot say that, oh, I am suffering, I have broken leg, I have a heart attack, I have coronavirus. It is not, it is also Krishna. You may say, why Krishna comes in this way? To correct our mentality, to correct our attachment into the material world, that material world is each and everything. We have to be attached to Krishna. So when a devotee is in distress, he sees that the Lord has appeared as distress, just as to relieve or purify the devotee from the contamination of the material world. Otherwise we would never think, if everything is okay here in the material world, why will think of God that there is something different than me? There is somebody who is creating all these things. There is somebody who is maintaining me. You will just think it is happening automatically, everything by nature. But whose nature? We don't think of that there is nature of somebody. Nature has a, like Prakriti. So Prakriti has a person's Prakriti. It's not automatically comes. So contamination. So while one is within this material world, when one is in various conditions, and therefore a devotee sees a condition of distress as but another feature of the Lord. So one sees distresses just like mother. If there is a boil, mother would take son to the doctor out of law to get it operated, or even operated for appendix or any other. So that may look, the child may think that my mother is cruel, but actually mother is not cruel. Mother is taking care in a long term that he would be healthy forever. Same thing Krishna is doing everything for us. Means it may be a serious operation, heart operation, but it may be, it is our benefit, it is for our benefit that we, Krishna does all this. So distresses, we should not think that it is given by Krishna. Yes, it is given by Krishna, but for our benefit. Krishna is always our well-wisher. He is always our friend. Shruhatam sarvabhutanam yajyatva mam shantim richati. Bhoktaram, he is the enjoyer, but we enjoy along with him. If the tree and the root is enjoying the water, then naturally everybody would be happy. All the branches, fruits, leaves, everyone would be happy. But if you water individual, then everything would be finished. So we have to serve Krishna. He is the sarva karana karana. Ishvara parama Krishna Sachidananda vigra anadir adir govinda sarva karana karana. So So condition of the distress has to be seen as another feature of the Lord. Tatte nukampam susamekshamano evunjan evata kratam vipakam haralvag vapurbher vidadhan namaste jivetayo mukti padesa dayabhak. So demigods are praying, my dear Lord, one who earnestly awaits for you to bestow your causeless mercy upon him. Means even there is a distress, but Lord would be merciful to me. I will get better, I will go back to Krishna's abode, I will be able to enjoy all the property of Krishna in the spiritual kingdom. So all the while he is suffering reactions of his past misdeeds. This suffering is because of our past misdeeds. You may say, why Krishna does not remove all these misdeeds? He does remove the misdeeds, but still, unless there is some shock or some kind of trouble, we would never be thinking of Krishna. Dukhame sumiran sab karo, sukhame kare na koi. When there is happiness, nobody would really think of Krishna. It's natural when there is a distress, oh my Lord, oh Krishna. Immediately it just comes, because that is the nature. So suffering your, and he is still paying you respectful obeisances with his heart, words and body. Haradvag, harad means by his heart, vag means by his speech, and vapurbhir by his body. He is serving, and then he becomes, surely he will become eligible, eligible for liberation. Liberation, one should not think of liberation. Liberation means if I have a fracture and it healed, I am liberated. I have a typhoid, I got relief from typhoid. You may call it I am liberated. But real liberation, that is a material liberation. A spiritual liberation means to think that I and Krishna are one and the same. It's not a Sayujya Mukti. One should not miss it with Sayujya Mukti. Sayujya means we'll merge and become merge in the Brahma Jyoti. That is not the this. What we are talking about is becoming one with Krishna, one with God, is like in loving relationship. It is one. Two different souls, but one body are one. So the liberation that becomes is a rightful cause, that becomes is a rightful claim or rightful heir. Just to get the property of the Father, what you have to do? Dayabhag. What is Dayabhag? Dayabhag means Father has so much property, and Father's property could be inherited by the son. How he will inherit? He should serve the Father, he should love him, he should live with him, and in that way whatever is there, he will live for the child. That's everybody, they earn, but you have to live, love him, serve him. So same thing if we do for Krishna, serve him, love him, remember him, glorify him, and then at the end, whatever in the spiritual kingdom, we struggle for little things, so much so we struggle for tiny things. And then in the spiritual world, everything belongs to the Lord, and we could enjoy all this property. So it is very nice for jivet yo mukti padesa bhaya. Even in this lifetime also, jivet, while you are alive, you could be free from this entanglement. If we think Samam Bhavanam is Krishna, if you chant his holy names, if you associate with devotees, if we do the process of Krishna consciousness, then you could be Jivan Mukta. Jivan Mukta means you are not attached to the body or senses or sense enjoyment. So a devotee therefore regards distress as a great favor of the Lord, because he understands that he is being cleansed of contamination. Who are were in distress? Like when Draupadi remembered, immediately Krishna gave him the unlimited sari. Or Haridas Thakur, in 22 marketplaces he was bitten, but Krishna took all that and he did not even feel, and he was very compassionate. Even at such a time, distress would almost, he would have been dead, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu showed in the Prakash that he, all these whips were taken by him, and he was in front of that where so Krishna does stay, because he was remembering Krishna even while they're saying this. Jallad are people who are weeping him, telling that stop chanting the holy name, chant the name of Allah. And he says, no, I cannot give up the name of Hare Krishna Mahamantra. So tesham aham samudharta, to such a person who in any condition does not leave the shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord, always remembers him. Tesham aham samudharta mrityu sansara sagarat bhavami na chirat partha maya veshita chetasam. Means achirat. Chirat means from late, but he comes immediately and he says, I come. That you have to remember. Na chirat maya vesh aham samudharta, tesham aham samudharta means we are drowning in this material world. We are in such a, it's a big ocean, and even if you have a large boat like this, there was a boat, Titanic boat, and but nobody could be saved. Everybody means many people, they died, they thought. So even if you are a big swimmer, if you have a nice breeze, if you have a good captain, they cannot save you. Only Krishna comes sitting on the Garuda and just gives your hand. There was a nice picture in Bhagavad Gita before that he puts your hand and pulls you out of this material contamination or material world. So what we have to do, it's very very simple, that we depend on Krishna for everything. We think Krishna to be our Samambhona. He is our Lord, He is our Savior, He is our Master, He is our everything. And in that way, if you do everything for Krishna, means it's not that we don't have to work, we just depend and become lazy. No, you do whatever your position is and take this name of Krishna. Means do your being born, being grown up, study, it is all for Krishna. That Krishna, I could understand you more by studying. Even if I don't study, I will try to understand you. Job is for Krishna. Like Satsurup Maharaj used to go and he asked Prabhupada, should I give up my job, now I am a devotee? Says, no, you work and in social service department and bring your check to me. So he gave up everything for Prabhupada, for the movement, for Krishna, and that way that becomes spiritualized. So you could spiritualize your body, whatever position you are in, you use everything for service of Krishna. And mind should be, main thing is physically is one thing, but mind should be, that main thing is in the mind. Maneva manushyanam karanam bandha mokshayo. If you think that I am doing everything is for Krishna, producing children, that's all right. It is according to the scriptural injunction that this, I will make the child Krishna conscious, so we make our every effort. You may such children may not become Krishna conscious. Then it is up to you. You have done your duty. You go for book distribution and you may be able to sell only 3 books and others may sell 300 books. But one should not become envious. It's a Krishna's plan. He sees our effort. Just like Yashoda Mai, she wanted to tie up, like Damodar is there. So she wanted to tie Krishna, but she could not do it until she got completely. So she made efforts. She got so many ropes, and by mercy of Krishna, then he got tied. So he sees our endeavor. That endeavor should be there properly, because he has given us this body, and this body, Rashikesha Rashikena Sevanam Bhaktir Uttama. Uttam Bhakti is using the mass senses, or this all the limbs, senses, whatever there is, for the master of the senses. Rashikesha, he is the master of all the senses. Rashikena, by the Rashik means senses. Sevanam, we should serve. Bhaktir, that is called Bhakti. So bhakti is also anyabhilashita shunyam jnana karmadi anavratam anukulena krishnanu silanam bhakti uttama. Uttam bhakti is anyabhil, no other desire, shunya, no other desire. You may say, I should not have my own desire to please Krishna. Sri Sri Gaur Nitai ki jai, Sri Krishna Balram ki jai, Sri Sri Sita Ram Lakshman ji ki jai. So Anya abhilasha. We should not have desire anything. Desire would be there. Thinking, feeling, willing. Willing is desire. But desire should be for Krishna. To please Krishna. Krishna sukhaika tatparyamai seva. Means we are serving Krishna for His pleasure. And automatically we will get pleased. Just like if there is a love, just like if the child is fed very nicely, is sleeping, mother may be hungry, but mother becomes very happy. Why? They think the child's happiness is his happiness. So we will think, Krishna will think that our happiness is his happiness, and we will think that yes, Krishna's happiness is my happiness. So it is a natural reciprocation. This is out of law. So if one understands what is this spiritual loving affair, that is completely, you will understand this verse very easily. Mrityu sansar. So sa eva daya bhag means, if whatever the property of the father, automatically becomes property of the son. And Krishna has come, not that he sent somebody to take us out of this material realm. He comes personally and takes care of his devotees. One should not think that he will do it through somebody else. And just like there was a story that I provide whatever is lacking and whatever he is not having, I provide that. So Krishna, Krishna and Balaram, they came to brought all the ingredients for the Brahmani. Like she had nothing to cook, what to do, and he could not get any in the begging Brahmana, but he brought Krishna himself, he does all this. Even like there was one Madhavdas Baba, he had a diarrhea, and people, they brought him out of the house near a river bank or near ocean bank, that he could wash out, and but he was so much tired, he could not even get up. So Krishna used to come to wash his underground langoti, that Krishna himself came, and he understood that who would be able to do this. Madhavdas Babaji is a Bengali man, who would be able to do such granit work, such a low kind of work, washing stool and urine and but Krishna feels a pleasure, just like a mother, if a child is so much with stool, urine, saliva, nose is running, very dirty with the dirt, but will mother would not feel that, how I will take in my lap. She will come and immediately clean him up and put him in lap, and Krishna does the same thing. He is our real father. Tvameva matasya pita tvameva, tvameva bandusha sakha tvameva, tvameva vidya dravinam tvameva, tvameva sarvam mama deva deva. So this is the appearance of distress is a negative process intended to give the devotee relief from the material world, so which is called mrityu sansara, or constant repetition of birth and death. What is sansara? Mera sansara kharab ho gaya. So what is this sansara means? Punarapi maranam, punarapi jivanam, punarapi janani jatare shayanam. Again and again we come in the womb of the mother, so many mothers we had, so many species of life. Only one human form of life in this material world, in this earth planet, that is only could have create some new karma and devotion. Demigods and so many Gandharvas, and they cannot become free from material entanglement because there is no new karma. Only out of 8.4 million species of life, 8.39999, that is the number, that they cannot create new karma. They cannot create devotion is only by in this human form of life, and that we have got. So it is so valuable that for millions of dollars or millions of amount or any amount of gold or anything, we cannot buy this devotional service. We cannot buy even, and we should not waste our one moment without Krishna consciousness, because you cannot, once it is gone, it is gone. So sansara means repetition of birth and death. We may go another species, higher species, demigod species, doesn't matter. But shine punne mrityu lokam vishanti. Once your punya is gone, then you come down again to this material world. And this to save a surrendered soul from repeated birth and death, the Lord purifies him of contamination by offering him a little distress. That is our purification. By this distress, then we'll think, yes, somebody is higher than me, he can relieve my distress. This cannot be understood by non-devotee. Now, non-devotees also suffer. But why they are not able to think that it is Krishna? Because they have never practiced, they never thought of it. They think themselves that I am the creator, I am the boss, everything is happening because of me, I built this building, I built this all empire, it is all because of my prowess, I am the proprietor, I am the master. So because of all this thinking, and they are never associated devotees, they never came in contact with the scriptures that Krishna has so kindly written for us in form of Vyasadeva. So we don't do that. That's why it does not dawn, just like Hiranyakashipu. He saw, when Lord Narasimhadev came, he saw it as a death. But when Prahlad Maharaj saw him, he is my master, he is my savior, he is my protector. So because of his training by Narad Muni. So if we could be trained, so these temples, book distribution, preaching is so much essential for this contaminated world, that even a little bit, swalpam api asya dharmasya trayate vahato bhaya, that even a little endeavor in this could free you from all distresses in the future. Millions of lifetimes you could save. This human life could create millions of narka, or you may say hellish planets, or 8.4 million species of life or more. But just one this lifetime, if you use for Krishna, then it could save you, protect you. It would give you, even if you have not completed, you will start from where you have left. Means if you left for 1, you will go from 1.001. It will always increase. Only devotion is the only thing that goes with you. Nothing else. Nothing else goes with you, but devotion is never forgotten by Krishna because he is there as super soul, as Paramatma. He remembers everything and he gives you next human life where you could continue devotional service. If you have done less devotional service, you may be born in a rich family. So you don't have to worry about your maintenance. And if you are done for a long time, you would be born in a family of devotees where you could continue your devotional life very easily. So non-devotees cannot understand because they have less intelligence or they are not learned. A non-devotee therefore is perturbed in distress. But a devotee welcomes distress as another feature of the Lord. So this is the important part that just like Kunti Devi, she is asking that let the difficulties come more and more. So I could see you, I could remember you, you could be with us. But non-devotees would think, let this go away, why this problem is there. So it does not mean that we should not take treatment. If you have something, you take treatment what is within you, but still give credit to the Lord that you have given me this because I had so much sinful activity I have done in my past lives, millions of lifetimes. So just by this is a little token. I should have been put on a suli or sharp object to kill me, but you have done just a little needle, a needle that you have removed all this. So Krishna gives very little, that is just to come, so we could come to our senses. Sarvam khalu idam brahma, that everything is brahma. A devotee can actually see that there is only the supreme personality of Godhead and no second entity. Ekam eva dvitiyam. So only one, everything means this table is Krishna, this is Krishna, book is Krishna. You may say, how come it is? Why it is Krishna? Because if it is used for Krishna, maya covers our vision. Maya means illusion, means we don't know what is what. If everything is, if it is used for Krishna's service, like in preaching, like I am speaking, you are listening, so naturally it is Krishna's service. If table is used for Krishna, so anything, our body is used for Krishna, so anything that is used, whether it is material or immaterial, means it is conscious or not conscious, everything is Krishna. And we should think in that way. And that could be learned by practice. So everything should be used properly in Krishna's service. Otherwise it is all maya. If you don't serve Krishna by those things, then maya will grab you. So maya has two potencies, avaranatmika and prakshatmika. Avaranatmika means it covers our intelligence that I am this body. This body is me. And that's most of the people they think. That I am this body and whatever I could enjoy, yavat jevet, sukham jevet, hiranam kratva gratam bhevet. Vasmi bhutasya deyasya kutam akut. Means when this body becomes ashes, how you will be able to enjoy? So enjoy now, whatever. Back, borrow, steal, whatever you have to do. But that is not that is not the correct theory, that is not the correct understanding. This is all either Mayavadis or people who are atheistic. They think that way, but there is nothing other than Krishna. Persons who are not in real knowledge think that Brahma is the creator, Vishnu the maintainer, and Shiva the annihilator, and that the different demigods are intended to fulfill diverse purposes. Thus they create diverse purposes and worship various demigods to have these purposes fulfilled. Kamastastayarhartha kyanaha prapadyante anya devataha. So tam niyamam asthaya prakritya niyata swaya. So because those whose intelligence has been stolen by the material desires surrender unto the demigods and follow the particular rules and regulation of worship according to their own nature. They have whatever nature they have, means in mode of goodness, mode of passion, mode of ignorance, they worship particular demigod and they get the benefit. It's not that they don't get the benefit, but those benefits are temporary. They don't last. At the death, everything is all gone. And they cannot give you liberation. They cannot free you. They cannot give you our daya bhag, what is our rightful inheritance in Krishna's home, Krishna's abode. They cannot give that. So why to worship demigods? In India and many places, many, many demigods are being worshipped. But it is all because of so many material desires. And we want to fulfill them. And it's easy. But ultimately it is futile because they will all be taken away. So then if I need whatever, so Krishna is just saying, akama va sarva, this is in Bhagavatam, akama va sarva kama va मोक्ष काम उदारधि तीव्रेन भक्ति योगे न यजेत पुरुष परम अकाम हुआ। यू मे बी विदाउट एनी कामना, नो डिजायर्स। कामना मीन्स थिंक लुकिंग फॉर समथिंग। अकाम, कामना मीन्स डिजायर। अकाम हुआ आर यू हैव सो मेनी डिजायर, सो मेनी मटेरियल डिजायर। सर्व काम अकाम हुआ, सर्व काम हुआ मोक्ष काम। इफ यू वॉन्ट टू बी लिबरेटेड उदारधि, बट यू आर उदार बिकॉज तीव्रेन भक्ति योगे न यू गो वेर डू यू अप्रोच to Krishna, because he is the source of everything. Who gives power to demigods? Demigods get their power from Krishna. So why to worship the demigods? It is like bribing. This worshipping demigods is like not adultery, I should say, but it is like bribing, or it is you are giving to just get your things done. So it may be done if you offer, if you give some officer some money, he may get you pass for some sanction, but how long it will last? And but money should go in the treasury, and then from where everything is distributed. Water should go to the roots of the tree and not to the branches and leaves and fruits and flowers. So the same thing, that one should really think that who is the cause of everything. Sarva karana karana Ishvara Parama Krishna Sachidananda Vigraha Anadhi Radhir Govinda Sarva karana karana is the cause of everything, and we should offer everything to Krishna, our love, our devotion, our service, our mentality, our mind, everything, our heart, every body, everything is meant for Krishna. And if we use proper ways, Prabhupada and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna himself, has so beautifully given this this Krishna consciousness, and how one can practice, then one can do it. So kamastasthir, those whose intelligence has been stolen by mortal desire, surrender unto demigods and follow the particular rules. It's a very nice purport. Those who are freed from all mortal contamination, surrender unto the Supreme Lord and engage in his devotional service. As long as the mortal contamination is not completely washed off, they are by nature non-devotees. But even those who have material desires and who resort to Supreme Lord are not so much attracted by external nature. Because one may say, if one is not in between, one may not have been completely surrendered, one may be completely surrendered, I am just in between, what would happen? Because of approaching the right goal, they soon become free from all material lust. So gradually, because your goal is Krishna, then Krishna will cleanse up your heart. If you are started chanting, you may not be pure, you have so many material desires, that's all right. At least you have approached in a right path. You have taken, just like I was in medical college, and somebody would not come, would not go, but once you entered, they become like doctor, and they will pass. Even the professor would say, go away, now we have seen you so many times, don't come for exam, we will give. So they get out. So same thing, if one comes to Krishna, ultimately, gradually and gradually, Krishna will purify his heart and they will come to Krishna. So taking Krishna's shelter and taking demigod's shelter, there is such a wide difference, there is such a vast difference, that one, if one understands it fully, they would never go and work. Doing adoration or giving respect is one thing, but bhakti world is reserved just for Krishna. Bhakti world is not meant for any demigods or anyone else. It is bhakti means you are surrendering to Krishna, you are giving to Krishna, you are loving Krishna. And other love is just a, like you may say, I love some demigods. You don't love a demigod. He is itching your back and you are itching his back. You are giving him something and he is giving in reciprocation. But it's a real love is only meant for Krishna. Whether one is a pure devotee and is free from all material desire, or is full of material desire, or desires liberation from material contamination, he should in all cases surrender to Vasudev and worship him. Less intelligent people who have lost their spiritual sense take shelter of the demigods for immediate fulfillment of material desires. Generally, such people do not go to Supreme Personality of Godhead because they are in lower modes of nature, ignorance, passion, and therefore worship various demigods. Following the rules and regulation of the worship, they are satisfied because they get some results. So, but this satisfaction is temporary. The worshippers of the demigods are motivated by small desires. छोटे छोटे चीज़ों के लिए, फॉर स्मॉल स्मॉल थिंग्स वी जस्ट गो टू सो मेनी डेमिगॉड. माई चाइल्ड मे गेट मैरिड, आई मे गेट दिस जॉब, आई मे बी पास इन दिस, दैट इज सो दैट वन मे जस्ट गो टू मेनी मेनी डिफरेंट डेमिगॉड्स. फॉर मैरिज दे मे गो टू लॉर्ड शिवा आर पार्वती, आर फॉर ट्रीटमेंट दे मे गो टू लॉर्ड सन गॉड. सो फॉर डिफरेंट थिंग्स दे गो टू डिफरेंट डेमिगॉड्स. But how long it will last? It will finish, and they may not give you the result if Krishna does not want it to. So source is Krishna. Like if you go to a big lake, you could, Prabhupada says, you could do a boating, you could drink water, you could fetch water, you could swim, you could transport certain things. So in a big reservoir, so big reservoir of everything is Krishna. He says everything comes from me, not from demigods. Like demigods, if it takes the power, demigod cannot burn even a leaf. Demigod cannot flow a straw. So nothing can be done without the desire of the Lord. So we should approach to the Lord. That should be the... So many with small desires. Because in the Vedic literature, there are recommendations for worshipping different gods for different purposes. Diseased man is recommended to worship the sun. Those who are not devotees of the Lord think that for certain purposes, demigods are better than the Supreme Lord. But a pure devotee knows that the Supreme Lord Krishna is the master of all. Ekile Ishwara Krishna or Sabhabhratya. You may say, if we could fulfill our requirement, why to go to Krishna? That may be the question. That if he, but Krishna also fulfills that. Why do you think that Krishna would not give you? If you have a real love for Krishna, Krishna will also provide. But he knows what is good. Like if you go to a shop, and a shopkeeper, if you give money, he will give cigarette, tobacco, even he may be afraid of some police, but he will sell you liquor also. He will sell you some razor blade that he may cut his hand. But father would not give you. He will say, no, that is wrong. You should not take this. So our real father, Krishna, he will never give you something that will entangle you into the material world. Krishna is the master and everybody is his servant. Therefore, a pure devotee never goes to demigods for satisfaction of his material needs. He depends on Supreme Lord. And the pure devotee is satisfied with whatever he gives. So one should, even if he gives distress, you take it as a mercy of Krishna. That is, because that is, he is clearing our, whatever, in that way, whatever our karma are left over, like prarabdha, whatever karma are left over, that goes away. Then it is not in the way. Prarabdha, Krishna does not want to stop the prarabdha. There is kuta, bija, then there is a previous to the prarabdha, that is phalonmukhi, it is giving the fruits, and then the fruits itself is the prarabdha. So prarabdha would go away. So what is being said, that Krishna says always when Durasa Muni approaches Vishnu for protection from the, then what does he say? Sadhavo hradayam mayam. I am in the heart of my devotee, sadhunam hradayam tuham, that I am always in the heart of the devotees and the devotees are in my heart. Mad anyat na tena jananti, naham tebhyo managapi. The devotees does not know anything beyond me and I cannot forget the devotee. So there is an intimate relationship between the me and the pure devotee. Pure devotee and full knowledge are never out of spiritual touch and therefore they are very much dear to me. And बहुनाम जन्मनाम अंते ज्ञानवान माम प्रपद्यते वासुदेव सर्वमिति स महात्मा सुदुर्लभ. वासुदेव इज ऑल इन ऑल. वासुदेव इज सन ऑफ वसुदेव और कृष्णा इज ऑल इन ऑल एंड दैट इज रियल महात्मा. महात्मा इज नॉट रबर स्टैम्प दैट ही बिकेम अ महात्मा. महात्मा हैज टू हैव अ क्वालिफिकेशन दैट इज सरेंडर टू कृष्णा एंड दैट इज कंप्लीटली बाय एवरीथिंग. सो दैट इज महात्मा. And deluded by the three modes, goodness, passion and ignorance, the whole world does not know me, who am above the modes and inexhaustible. There are modes, there are these eight, Bhumirapar, Nalomayu, Khammanu, Buddhi. So all these things are there. But beyond this, who is the creator of all these things? The substances, they come from Krishna. And he is beyond this. He is not that he could be. See, Mayavadis have contaminated. So many wrong preaching, wrong people who become the priests or leaders are contaminated the whole population of the people. So if we understand purely like from Prabhupada, then naturally we could be saved from all the dangers. So Krishna is above this. This is also very nice verses are. And in our temple, there was a board, it just writes there, and I always remembered that. Yo mam pashyati sarvatra, sarvatra chamai pashyati, tasya ham na pranashyami, sacha me na pranashyati. One for one who sees me everywhere and sees everything in me, I am never lost, nor he ever lost to me. So Krishna consciousness is the development of love for Krishna. That is Krishna consciousness, a position transcendental even to the material liberation. Material liberation, I told you, material liberation is freedom from certain problem. Like you are poor, you may get some money, or lottery may open up. So you are free, but how long that will last? So at this stage of Krishna consciousness, beyond self-realization, what is self-realization? If we say self-realization, what does it mean? Anyone would like to answer? Yes. What is that? Yeah, that is true. You are not, but what you are? It is negative that we are Krishna's. Yeah, Jivara Swarupa Krishna or Nitya Das. So we are not the body, but we are eternally a servant of Krishna. And we are serving for Krishna. Our mind is for Krishna. Our love is for Krishna. Our service is for Krishna. We are meant for Krishna. Everything is done by Krishna. And thinking in that way, our whole atmosphere should be Krishnaized. Anything could be Krishnaized. And anything could be used for Maya or contaminating ourselves. So you use everything. So that's the right definition, that we are not the body, that is some knowledge, but beyond this knowledge is that we are meant for Krishna. Our Swarup is for Krishna. The devotee becomes one with Krishna in sense that Krishna becomes everything for the devotee. And the devotee becomes full in loving Krishna. An intimate relationship between the Lord and devotee then exists. In that stage, the living entity can never be annihilated. Nor is, because we are become part of Krishna. Nor is the personality of Godhead ever out of sight of the devotee. To merge in Krishna is spiritual annihilation. People, they want Sayujya Mukti. Who wants Sayujya Mukti? Who are looking for? Jnanis are looking for Sayujya Mukti. Jnana karmadi anavratam, that anyabhilashita sunyam jnana karmadi anavratam. So jnana and karma, it should not cover the devotion. So are they helpful, jnana and karma? Are they helpful, jnana, the knowledge? Only in the beginning, but later on, this jnana, then you will like to merge in Brahma Jyoti. And karma, then you may become Gyan and Gyan, not the karma, but Gyan and having like too much detachment. Gyan and detachment could also be detrimental in devotional service. You are detached, then you feel your heart becomes very, very hard. You are detached from, there are certain needs of the dharma, artha, kam, moksha, everything is needed. And you, I won't eat this, I won't eat this sweet or this like, I would not enjoy. So heart becomes, and Bhakti Rani is a woman and she has a very emotional display. And unless you have emotionally or not hard-hearted, Krishna would not come to you. You will think, what is this Krishna consciousness? It is so difficult. I have to wake up this early, I have to go through so much trouble, how many lifetimes, whether I will get Krishna or not. But if you go in a normal routine way according to the Shastra, restricting your senses and everything is why Krishna has created all this. Not to for us to enjoy, but give him the enjoyment and then as a prasad, as a mercy, like you make nice bhoga for Krishna, offer him, and then you can enjoy that. But if you think, no, I won't enjoy, I will mix everything, I don't want to taste. So, yes, you want to get married, you want to produce children for Krishna. So you make them Krishna conscious, make the army of the Krishna more number of devotees. What is the harm there? So Krishna is everything, that is the message. And then I will just read the translation again and end up. The efficient cause, efficient means the proper cause of this material world, manifested with its many varieties as the original tree is you. You are the efficient cause. O Lord, you are also the maintainer of the material world. That you are maintaining this material world, not Vishnu. As I told you, that why not Vishnu? Because Vishnu comes from Krishna. Although there is no difference, but ultimately all these incarnations are for certain function. Narsimhadeva came for some time just to protect, but Krishna is the original personality of Godhead. He says supreme personality of Godhead, that is Krishna. And you are the one on whom everything is concerned. Those who are covered by your external energy cannot see you. External energy is Maya. You, beyond, you beyond this manifestation, but there is not the vision of learned devotees. So beyond this manifested world, the people who are not devotees, they would not know anything. Scientists or whatever philosophers or whatever poetry, they cannot come any close to this. By your charity, people think that by good work, charity, by serving people, yes, you could serve, but through Krishna, that they are part of Krishna, then you serve. But you are just serving, like you are feeding people. Many people you are feeding. So what would be the result of feeding? You won't get hungry in the next lives, many lifetimes. If you are giving water, you would not be thirsty. So they are all punya karma. But devotion, it is meant for Krishna, for service to Krishna. Not for, you may become popularized. I was in Haridwar one time, and some minister who wanted to become minister, and they were distributing and throwing, take this. Means fruits and bananas and apples. And why? He was doing it for, so he could get the votes from those people and get the position and exploit the same people to whom he is giving. So the same thing with the demigods are. So our feeding people is good as long as it is for service to Krishna. Giving water, anything that you do, decorating the temple, it is good, it is for pleasure of Krishna. If you think, I have decorated, I am such a big artist, I have done, then the purpose is gone. So you have to see the inner meaning, that you are decorating, then with the heart should be on Krishna, that I am belong to Krishna, I am doing for a pleasure of Krishna. So as long as these things are there, just a little bit purport is less. Yepi anya devata bhakta yajante shraddha yanvitah tepi mam eva kaunteya yajanti avidhi purvakam. Whatever man may sacrifice to other gods, O son of Kunti, is really meant for me alone, but it is offered without true understanding. There is no need to worship the demigods, for this is avidhi. Avidhi means it is not in order. It is not a proper order or proper way of doing it. Simply by surrendering oneself at the lotus feet of Krishna, one can completely discharge one's duties. There is no need to worship various deities or demigods. These various divinities are observed by the mudhas, fools. If you are one of those mudhas, fools, who are bewildered by the three modes of material nature, tribhir, gunamayar, bhavayar, evi, sarvam, idam, jagat. Such fools cannot understand that the real source of everything is Supreme Personality of Godhead. Mohitam nabhi janati, mam ebhya param avyayam. Not being disturbed by the Lord's various features, one should. So these are all other demigods, are they are one of the features of the Lord. One should concentrate upon the worship of the Supreme Lord. Mam ekam sharanam vraja. So give up all this. Krishna came to establish a religiosity. But one may say, then he is saying, sarva dharman, give up. So that religiosity and this religiosity means surrender to Krishna. And that's what he is teaching in the last verse of 1866. That sarva dharman parityajya mam ekam shranavaja. Only to me you surrender. Not to any demigods, not to other, not to even one who is a devotee of Krishna. Do not even want to go to even Lakshmi Narayan. In our, none of the ISKCON temples, there is Lakshmi Narayan is worshipped. Although it is same, but Lakshmi Narayan is far in opulence, and we want love and loving relation, Vraj Bhakti. Vraj Bhakti, that is, Vraj Bhakti means a loving Krishna, serving Krishna, so that is different than serving in opulence to Lakshmi and Narayan, although it is the same. So when you worship with awe and reverence, that is fine, but that is a Lakshmi Narayan worship. And when that becomes more and more, you love Krishna more and more, it becomes a Radha Krishna worship. And people don't even worship now. You may say, what is the... And there was another... The same thing is by Vallabhacharya ji. I really liked it. And if I can just... It will take few minutes. If I can... Okay. It's a Chatushloki. Comments on the same particular kind of verse. Four verses outlining the fundamentals of the path of grace. This Pushti Marg is path of grace. Pushti means you are, by the grace, you become enlivened. So I will just read these four verses and the meaning. Sarvada sarva bhavena bhajaniyo vrajadhipah swashyayam eva dharmohi nanya kvapikadachana. At all times with constant ecstasy, worship the Lord of Vraj. This alone is the supreme duty. Apart from this, there is none other duty that need to be performed at any time. We don't have any other duty. As I have so many duties, so many things. But do it for pleasure of Krishna, not your own duty. That will not satisfy Krishna. Evam sadasma kartavyam swayam eva karishyati prabhu sarvasamartho hi tato nishintatam vrajet. Thus continue worshipping Krishna as your supreme Lord. He alone will do what is necessary. The Lord alone is ever perfect. There is no perfection in the material world. A perfection that is only in Krishna and will provide you all welfare. Therefore, be ever free from all your worries. Yadi Shri Gokuladhisho Dhrata Sarvatmana Hradi Tata Kim Aparam Bruhi Lauki Kair Vedi Kair Api. If you have chosen the Lord of Gokul in your heart with all intention, without reservation and deviation, then tell me, why worry about your material or religious life, as Lord will take care of everything for you. Atha Sarvatmana Shashwat Gokuleshwara Padayoho Ismaranam Bhajanam Chapi Na Tyajyam Iti Me Mati. Therefore, having continual unflinching devotion to the feet of the Lord of Gokul, do not forsake remembering him, singing his praises, and other methods to be engaged in his worship. Thus is my belief. That is Vallabhacharya is saying. Anyway, one of the Vaishnava Sampradaya, and we could take things from them also, but what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given is from four Vaishnava Sampradaya. He selected two things from each, and then he created this Achintya Bheda Bheda Tattva, or this mark of inconceivable oneness and difference. So I will end here. If you have any comments or questions or additions, yes, Prabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came from
Yes, Krishna. Uh-huh. He came as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Right.
So what was this purpose of coming?
Oh, there are, it's described so much in Chaitanya Charitamrita. He has an internal cause and he has an external cause. One for himself, that is internal cause, that how Srimati Radharani is serving him, what is his sweetness, how she is serving and how she enjoys more than me. Just like a sugar cannot taste its sweetness, or anything, it cannot test itself, but its benefit is taken by the person who is enjoying that. Like microphone cannot enjoy that he is expanding the sound and he is so nice, but we are using it. So same thing, like the sweetness cannot be tested by the sugar itself or sugar candy. So the person has to be there. So he has to come in the mood of Srimati Radharani, in the believer in the of Srimati Radharani, in the even because the dress also has the effect. So he took the dress or color of Srimati Radharani. So duty, the mentality of service. So he came as Radharani, the feeling, and then he could test himself. He has so much sweetness, and that sweetness always increases. Anandambudhi Vardhanam Pratipadam. But then the service of Radharani also increases. So there is a competition. His sweetness or madhurya, his beauty increases every minute, every second. And Radharani's service also increases every second. And its competition is going on eternally. And we cannot really fathom that. We are limited beings and we cannot understand all these things. But anyway, through scriptures, through the sadhus, through the gurus, we should try to understand that Krishna came as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to spread holy name of the Lord, Hare Krishna mantra, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. That is external reason. But for his own reason, he came to see that what is his sweetness, how Radharani enjoys my sweetness, which he cannot enjoy, and what is her mood of service, in what mood she is serving me. So for these three reasons, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came.
He came to glorify himself. He came to glorify himself.
He came to glorify himself?
Yeah, you said that he came to give us the name of Krishna.
Yeah, so he came to give the name of Krishna because it's so beneficial. In name, the name is more greater than himself. Name, how many people Ram liberated? Ram liberated, say, Ahilya. But the name liberated millions and billions of people. Even now he's liberating. So why not to chant the name? Name is greater than the Nami, name and Nami. So chant the name, that is, so he is giving us, to liberate us free from us, he is giving an easy process. Not to glorify, he is already glorified. So many, Shesha, Mahesha, Ganesha, Shoresha, Nirantar, they are singing his glories. Why does he need our, but by, then we become pure. By decorating Krishna, then our heart becomes cleansed. It's not for Krishna's decoration, so he is feeling puffed up. We should never feel that way. You decorate more and more, you feed him more and more, you become more and more satisfied and uncontaminated. Anyone else has any comments, sir? Okay. Thank you so much. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Gaurabhakta Vrinda ki jai.